WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Marina Roy. A new tool to help battle the ongoing opioid epidemic. The Food and Drug Administration approved over-the-counter use of the drug Narcan, the nasal spray medication of naloxone that helps reverse the effects of overdoses. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre at today's briefing.
It is a critical tool that has saved thousands of lives, and now the FDA is making this life-saving medicine more accessible to more people across the country.
At the briefing, Jean-Pierre also announced First Lady Jill Biden will attend tonight's candlelight vigil in Nashville to honor the three children and three adults killed in the mass school shooting. The First Lady is in Ohio today meeting with military families. The former CEO of Starbucks testified at a Senate hearing today and denied allegations employees were penalized for trying to organize unions. Starbucks is appealing a federal judge's ruling the coffee chain violated labor laws at stores in Buffalo, New York. This is ABC News. Israel's prime minister pushing back after President Biden said he should walk away from plans to reform the judiciary.
Benjamin Netanyahu responding in a statement, "The will of the Israeli people will guide his decisions and not, quote, pressure from abroad, including from the best of friends." The tense public exchange underscoring the strained ties now between the two leaders and raising questions the White House has about Netanyahu's leadership. The president said no White House invite will be extended to Netanyahu in the near term. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
In Chesterfield, Virginia, family and friends gathered today for the funeral of Ivo Otieno. Officials say the 28-year-old black man was suffocated to death while in a state psychiatric hospital. Seven deputies and three hospital workers face murder charges. The water in Philadelphia has been declared safe to drink and use. Officials say the city's supply will not be affected by last week's chemical spill into the Delaware River. Rena Roy, ABC News.
In observance of National Vietnam War Veterans Day, we'd like to thank the members of our armed forces for their service. Carpenter Ear and Hearing Center, 1808 Alloway Avenue in Green Bay, for all your hearing needs.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Republicans in charge of the state budget process for the next several weeks plan to disregard Governor Evers' budget proposal and start from base.
Yeah, non-fiscal policy will all be removed. We've said that already, and we've done that in the past, and so that'll be the way that'll be handled.
Republican Mark Bourne co-chairs the Joint Finance Committee. Work on the next two-year spending plan ramps up this week with briefings from state agency leaders. Wisconsin wildlife officials are urging people to get a state trail pass. Anyone 16 and older who is using a state trail needs to show a pass when a warden asks. The Department of Natural Resources says the $25 annual cost helps maintain state trails. In sports, Wisconsin's basketball season is over after last night's loss in the NIT semifinals. Tonight, the Bucks are at Indiana. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at lls.org.
Dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, "We're going to amputate your leg." I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood. Replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke. Lesson until you know history, going right to the front lines of history in the making. And as always, it's dominated by the upcoming Supreme Court race, coming Tuesday, April 4. It's the ball game. It's the ball game. Whoever wins, conservatives or liberals, will have a 4-3 majority. Janet Protasiewicz has got to win. Internal polls, I think, in both camps right now show her ahead. Just gotten word from the Protasiewicz campaign that the manufacturers in the state, out-of-state donors, pumping in millions more in these last 6 days. And even though she has done very well and is outspending Kelly, they are swooping in at the end. You've seen their ads. Their ads are frequently false. They go through all of her cases, and they misstate what happened, and they misstate her options. But there have been a couple of developments. Kelly is afraid of the results, and it was reported today in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that he has just canceled an interview meeting with the editorial board of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I'll tell you, if you are a candidate in Wisconsin, especially a statewide candidate in Wisconsin, that is a must-accept invitation. For one thing, it's an extensive circulation. The other thing, though, there's a legitimacy to it. When you don't do that, there's a reason you don't do that. You're afraid of the questions that you will be asked. One question, which I've asked on this show for the last couple of weeks now, and I'm sure the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel editorial board would have asked it as well, is, all right, Mr. Kelly, you have been paid about $120,000 by the Republican Party to advise them on the fake electors. And you got your last paycheck in December, and 40 grand of the 120 was paid to you after you announced for the Supreme Court. Here are the questions. Why didn't you disclose that as you announced? Why did you lie in the weeds? And they won't say lie in the weeds. I say lie in the weeds. They'll say, why did you conceal it for as long as it did? And secondly, are you still getting paid? Are you still getting paid under the guise, you know, you have a quote law firm end quote, which really has no clients that I know of. And why don't you disclose who they are? And are you getting paid and supported in your campaign personally by the E-lines, by manufacturers, by the Republican Party, anybody? Where are you getting your money to buy food? Where are you getting your money to pay rent? or mortgage, that kind of thing. Janet Protasiewicz is being attacked by the right wing for, among other things, she is one of the most honest people I've ever met in politics, and especially in this kind of contentious statewide race. She was asked, what do you think about Act 10? Act 10 is the bill that Walker rammed through when he won 2010 that essentially destroyed unions for teachers and for public employees. He destroyed unions for private employees, industrial employees, after that by passing a right-to-work law. But Act 10 simply shut them down in the public sector because basically unions in the public sector didn't endorse them. It was retaliatory. Janet Protasiewicz said very candidly, I think it's unconstitutional. I think it's unconstitutional for a variety of reasons, and I won't give all of her reasons. She can give them herself, but one of them is it violates the First Amendment, freedom to associate. When people tried to kill unions back in the 1930s, I remember something, starting in the late 1800s, Samuel Gompers and the others who were at the very, very forefront of unionism in the country were physically attacked. The Pinkertons were hired to attack them, to kill them. Many died. Many died. There'd be strikes and the thugs would come in and kill the strikers. You've got to look up the history of labor disputes in the country. In any event, the unions made the point, and when Franklin Roosevelt became president, he was sympathetic to unions, said, wait, we have a First Amendment right. We can get together. We can get together and ask for better wages. And there was a lot of fighting over that. Well, Janet Protasiewicz, it's very sad when a justice in the state or someone about to become a justice has to remind people of the reasons for unions in the first place. The reason that we have as productive and wealthy a country as we do is not simply because there are a lot of people at the top who have a lot of money. There are a lot of people at the top who have a lot of money in Russia. They're autocrats. They're people who are with Putin. They steal the money. Here, by and large, they earn it fairly. If there's securities fraud, we crack down on that, or we should more than we do. But it's because the middle class had gotten good incomes, relatively good incomes, ever since the Second World War. Because people got a living wage, they could send their kids to college, buy a cottage somewhere as a second home, go on vacation. They could live very decently. And that's because of unions. That is absolutely because of unions. Unions basically fueled the prosperity of this country. So the fact that she says, I think it's unconstitutional, I got news for you. She's not alone. The decision to uphold the constitutionality of Act 10, passed 5-2 in a right-wing Supreme Court, but Justice Ann Walsh Bradley wrote the dissent. It was a good dissent. And Janet Protasiewicz said, I agree with that dissent. There are howls of outrage. How could you possibly say that? Her response is, I just did. No. Well, you got to recuse yourself, they say. Got to recuse yourself if ever that comes up before. And she was very skillful. She said, well, I'll consider the argument. My message to Janet Protasiewicz is do not recuse yourself. We'll need your vote. Otherwise, it'll be 3-3. And what happens when a Supreme Court is deadlocked 3-3 because the Seventh Justice recuses herself is it's a nullity. And the Court of Appeals decision from which the appeal has come is a controlling decision. And the problem with that is, if it's the Court of Appeals out of Dane County or Milwaukee County, that's one thing. But if it's a Court of Appeals with Republican judges on it, it's quite another, and it shouldn't be left to that kind of serendipity. So that there you have it. The other thing that people don't remember, see if you remember this, the Qualified Economic Offer, the QEO. Those of you who are teachers out there will remember it very well. That limited teachers, regardless of anything else, to 2% raises. Well, 2% raise, quite frankly, is simply cost of living. Why did they do that? I'll tell you my theory. You're not going to like my theory, but I think it's a true theory. It's because 80% of people in the teaching profession are women, and they knew they could get away with it, or they thought they could get away with it. Do you think that they would mandate by law a 2% increase on machinists or Teamsters or police officers? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Let's be real here. So the odd thing about outlawing unions under Act 10 was that even from Walker's perspective, wasn't even necessary. They already had gotten control on costs by jamming teachers' salaries down, which was wrong. Hey, we're going to go to the lines. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend, you're first. What's in your mind, eh, Jean?
I just have to bring something up, and I don't know when the time is right, but I would like to remind people, remember when people were signing the recall petition because they were so upset about what Walker did to our state? And
right.
Then they had the audacity to post every single person's name on the internet and connect them to the Wisconsin court system and their names and addresses, and connect it if you had speeding tickets or got a divorce or maybe got picked up for something. I was mortified. Yeah, these right. are the guys that want to take care of your freedom. These type of people are what you want in office running your courts. These people are despicable, and we need to run them out of town. Oh, and I'd like to bring up one quick thing about unions. They also got protections for hearing, safety belts for when you're working in construction, you know, if you're up high. Because my father was a big union person, and he got his hearing injured, and he had to go to a doctor every time he needed a pair of earplugs. He had to go see the plant doctor. Anytime the guy up, he also worked on construction. He was up on the highest point when they were doing a big construction project. The guy next to him right. fell off the building, no harness, and he had to go out and take their place. So we owe a lot to union people
right.
just for the safety of workers. Thank you, Matt. You have a good
yeah.
day.
Gene, that is terrific stuff, and there was a terrific personal sentiment and testimony. Dick of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Dick?
Oh, man, the thing that really troubles me with this guy, I would think this would be grounds to disbar him. He supposedly, and correct me if I'm wrong, the ad says he took money from somebody, or he actually refused himself from a situation, then took money from him, and then put himself back in place to actually judge on this. I mean,
right.
if that's not grounds for tossing you out, I don't know what is.
Yeah, the Zignago case. He recused himself from the Zignago case, then he took money from the Zignagos, and then he unrecused himself, and now he's shooting his mouth off saying what? That Jenna Protasiewicz should recuse herself from any Act 10 case. Because she said very candidly, I agree with Ann Walsh Bradley's dissent. Are you kidding me? You know, there's a level of hypocrisy in politics that frosts the living daylights out of me. But that really takes the cake. And you fingered it, and you are absolutely right. He recused himself from the Zignago case. Then what he goes is he says, well, he got 20 grand, by the way, from the Zignagos. And then he goes, okay, I'm going to unrecuse myself. Give me a break. And the final thing I'll say is Gableman was the guy that wrote the majority in Act 10 case. It was terrible. Go to a break. I see you in the line. We just have people joining the line. Do not hang up. Get back to you right after the break. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at lls.org.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows around 14 tonight under clear skies. West winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Tomorrow, highs around 43. Overcast skies. A mixture of precipitation likely. Tomorrow night, lows around 33. Overcast. Low 50s Friday with a chance for scattered storms. Chance of snow on Saturday. Highs in the upper 30s. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow through Friday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 31.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
Radio.com.
Help! I need somebody. Help! Not just anybody. Help! You know I need someone.
Welcome back to Metflin Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Karina of Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling, Karina. What's on your mind today?
Hi. Well, I have a couple questions. And they may be silly, but honestly, yeah, since you guys are all talking about it, I think that you understand. What is it exactly recusing involved in? One question. And second question, if you have a chance, and I know it's a little bit off the topic, what is going on with the Starbucks union? And I think that the Kelly refused Milwaukee Journal Sentinel because he knows he's a piece of drag and he's going to lose anyway. So,
Karina, I heard most of what you said. I forget your first question. What was your first question?
What is it recusal is involved? What is this? Recusal?
Oh, yeah, very good. Okay. Yeah, Karina is raising two issues that are very important. What does recusal mean? When we talked about Kelly saying he recused himself and then unrecused himself. Secondly, what about Starbucks? So let's start with recusal. That's a term of art in the law. It's just a fancy term. It means a case is filed in front of a judge and he or she looks at it and says, I can't decide this case because, for instance, one of my relatives is one of the parties, or I got money from one of these people who's a party. And by money, I don't mean just a campaign contribution. I mean a substantial amount. What happened in the Zegnego case was that what was at issue was whether or not there should be the culling, C-U-L-L-I-N-G, meaning the going through the voter list and throwing out addresses and throwing out people who hadn't responded to a postcard, but the Republicans wanted it to 30 days. So if you get a postcard, even if you're on vacation, they go to you, still want to be a voter. You don't even see it and they throw you off. That's what the Republicans wanted. And in the Zegnego case, Kelly initially recused himself, which means for some reason, I can't decide this case. Zegnego's then contributed in the aggregate about $20,000. And then he goes, okay, I've changed my mind. I am going to decide the case. And you knew how he'd decide it. In that particular case, Karina, he was going to decide it, but then he got beaten in the election at the time by Jill Karofsky, and then he never did get to decide it. On Starbucks, the Starbucks guy, testified before the Senate. Bernie Sanders grilled him, and the Starbucks had been held by the NLRB, the National Labor Relations Board, to have committed a number of anti-union violations. By anti-union, I mean violating the law. In other words, a company may say, I prefer not to have a union. That's their right, but they don't have the right to violate the law. Howard, and I forget his last names, the CEO, the head of Starbucks, response was, we have not broken the law. What that means is the National Labor Relations Board said we did, we said we didn't, and now it's going to go up through the court system. So that's the status of that one, Karina. And thank you for calling in. I appreciate it when you call in. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind Today. Wisco Paul.
Good afternoon, Matt. I just want to say how far behind the curve the GOP is in this state. We desperately need change. And you can look down at North Carolina for an example. They're accepting the Medicaid money, and they're on board with the Affordable Care Act and many other things. And, I mean, that's more purple down there. So the Republican Party, you can throw legalized marijuana in the mix and many other things. But for goodness sakes, these guys are they're just so far behind. And, I mean, if you look at North Carolina again, it just shows you how bad it is in the state. So that's another reason we need to change. And the only way we're going to get it was electing Judge Janet. So thanks for hearing me out today.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Paul. Yeah, and let me reiterate some of what you just said. Judge Janet, on the ballot, you can early vote, by the way, but next Tuesday on the ballot. I'm going to early vote. I always do. I like to early vote. The lines are less long. Staff is very courteous. I go down here in Milwaukee, the municipal building downtown, and it's a great place to vote. You leave, you get an I voted sticker, and then on election night, you can sit in front of your television with a pizza and look at it and just enjoy the returns and not worry about having to go down. If, however, you don't early vote or you didn't early vote by mail, then make a plan to vote on election day. Polls are open 7 in the morning till 8 at night. Be sure to go down. There can be issues with getting out of work. There can be issues with childcare and a lot of other things. But whatever your plan, make a plan. It's essential to go down and vote. It is essential to go out and vote. And yeah, with the Republican Party, and you're talking about accepting Medicaid, this is a very sad fact that I'm about to tell you. Back under the Obama-Biden years, they offered money to every state to expand Medicaid, and the feds would pay for it. The feds would pay for it. And conservatives say, well, the feds pay for it, mean we pay for it. Yeah. And your point is, what? So therefore, some conservative governors said, we won't take it. So we'll let poor people not have health care. And what? You think then the money is going to go to what? Pay down the deficit? No. It goes more money to states that did take it, like California, you idiots. There was one state that was so stupid, and it's our state, Walker, that did two things. He said, I'm a conservative. I want to run for president, so I'm not going to take the money. But by the way, I'm going to expand Medicaid, Badger Care a little bit. I'm going to use state tax dollars. So he screwed the taxpayers in this state twice. We never get any federal tax dollars back for hardly anything. We don't have a space station. We don't have ports. We don't have military bases. So we didn't get our own federal money back. And then he doubled up the tax and used our state tax dollars. That's how dumb he was. That's how the Republican Party operates. We're going to the line. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Marina Roy. A new tool to help battle the ongoing opioid epidemic. The Food and Drug Administration approved over-the-counter use of the drug Narcan, the nasal spray medication of naloxone that helps reverse the effects of overdoses. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre at today's briefing.
It is a critical tool that has saved thousands of lives, and now the FDA is making this life-saving medicine more accessible to more people across the country.
At the briefing, Jean-Pierre also announced First Lady Jill Biden will attend tonight's candlelight vigil in Nashville to honor the three children and three adults killed in the mass school shooting. The First Lady is in Ohio today meeting with military families. The former CEO of Starbucks testified at a Senate hearing today and denied allegations employees were penalized for trying to organize unions. Starbucks is appealing a federal judge's ruling the coffee chain violated labor laws at stores in Buffalo, New York. This is ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. There are three questions on the April 4th ballot. Two of them will expand criteria for setting cash bail. Both candidates running for the state Supreme Court say they support the bail amendment. The Wisconsin Public Defender's Office, though, has criticized the proposal, saying it would expand a flawed bail system where freedom often depends on someone's ability to pay. Others say judges already have the authority needed to protect the public when they set bail conditions. Russia's war against Ukraine isn't winnable for either side, and negotiations need to get underway. That's what Wisconsin U.S. Republican Senator Ron Johnson tells the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel this week. Republicans are divided on whether to continue funding Ukraine's efforts to defend itself from the Russian invasion, which began in February of last year. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said last month America's security is deeply intertwined with security in Europe. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Dear Hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, "We're going to amputate your leg." I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood. Replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn. Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Every time I look at you, I fall in love.
All welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to go to Ukraine and talk about the magnificent bravery of Ukrainian people and Zelensky. Give some updates and my thoughts on what is going on. First of all, Ron Johnson, our senator, and this, I'll tell you what, this is part of the tragedy that Mandela Barnes is not in the Senate instead of Ron Johnson. He went a pro-Putin line today. He called for reconsideration of aid to Ukraine. He said Ukraine should, quote, negotiate, end quote, with what, Hitler? With Putin? That Ukraine should basically just let them have what they have, which is what Putin wants, and then let him rest, raise more troops, restock his ammunition, and they'll go back in and kill and rape some more in Ukraine. That's Ron Johnson. There is a wing, the Republican Party, that is stabbing America in the back In the media, it's led by Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson is a cross between Axis Sally and Tokyo Rose. The only difference is there's not a declaration of war against, as there was against Germany and Japan. If we'd ever gotten our hands on Axis Sally and Tokyo Rose, we would have arrested them for treason. If there is ever a declaration of war against Russia, we'll arrest Tucker Carlson. The problem is, in the nuclear age, there's never going to be a declaration of war. What's going to happen is somebody will do something really awful, and we want to avoid nuclear war. So you let traitors like Tucker Carlson continue to betray the United States. And that's what's occurring. But what's astonishing to me is that senators, some congressmen, not a majority, and not a majority of the Republican Party by any means, are sucking along with Tucker Carlson. You have Josh Hawley sucking along with Tucker Carlson in Missouri. And now what? You have Ron Johnson? Ron Johnson, listen, the Wisconsin senator, you know who were Wisconsin senators? Fighting Bob La Follette was a Wisconsin senator. Yeah, I know he was a governor too, but he was a senator at one time. Bill Proxmire, my mentor and good friend, good man. Do you think any of those people would have stabbed America like Ron Johnson? I don't think so. In fact, I know so. They would not. They would not. Right now, Moscow Mitch, bless his heart, little Moscow Mitch, who I have been railing against for years, nevertheless has stood tall. He's not in the isolationist wing of the Republican Party. And John Thune of South Dakota and some of the other Republicans who are with him are standing tall with Biden, bipartisan. We've got to continue to support Ukraine. One good thing is very funny. I just saw this coming over the wire. Armenia, which is a country bordering Russia, near Russia, warned Putin that they would be obligated to arrest him if he ever comes to Armenia under the arrest warrant issued by the International Criminal Court. That is true of the 120 some odd people who signed the ICC treaty. Some of them wouldn't have the guts to do it. But the point is, Putin ain't going anywhere. He'll be afraid to go to any country. He'll be assassinated or he'll be arrested. He's afraid to fly in a helicopter or an airplane. He's afraid to be shot down. He travels only by train with a bunch of cars and supposedly to disguise him so you don't know which one he's in, heavily fortified. Let me tell you, I think we've got to start getting real here. Russia is, because as long as Putin is in power, Russia is never going to stop the war in Ukraine, because a man cannot dismount from a tiger. A man riding a tiger has to stay on the tiger's back, because if he dismounts, he's going to get eaten. Putin knows that. If Putin withdraws, Putin loses, the autocrats over there, the various oligarchs will kill him. A guy like Putin doesn't get to, quote, retire, end quote. To go to what? To go to the beach somewhere and roam around and have dinners at No. So something has got to be done to remove him. And it's got to be done by the Russian people themselves. So let me give you some proposals. These, in a war, in the wars in the 20th century from World War II on, the only thing that has terminated the war has been the bombing of civilians. Sad as it is, they call war crimes. The Germans in 1940 started bombing London. The British and the United States in retaliation bombed Cologne and they bombed German cities. These were all civilians. You know that we dropped the bomb in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Those were civilian targets. We also firebombed Tokyo. We probably killed more people in Tokyo, residential areas, than we did in Hiroshima or Nagasaki, because it's a bigger city. Listen, in the 19th century, Sherman's march to the sea, Atlanta to the sea, he just went through and destroyed farms and homes. That is the sad reality. The sad reality is that Ukrainian citizens are being killed, school kids, hospitals, churches, apartment buildings. Russia is doing a one-way war on civilians. we have not given Ukraine the weapons to retaliate against Russian civilians for fear of this escalating into a nuclear war. So we haven't given them 190-mile HIMAR missiles that could go 190 miles into Russia. And I respect Joe Biden's thinking of that on that. But what if I can propose a way to savagely attack Russian civilians to the point where they remove Vladimir Putin? I think that would be a good idea, and I'm going to do that right now. First of all, we have sanctioned only some people in Russia. We have sanctioned Putin, and they took a while to do that. We've sanctioned this one and that one. Sanction all Russians. Any Russian citizen, any bank account they have anywhere in the world, freeze it. Freeze it. Sanction all Russians. Sanction all Russians. Number two, revoke all visas for Russians to come into America or the EU. Right now, they can get visas. We don't want them. Get out of here. You're a tennis player? Too bad. Get out of here. You're a chess player, a musician? Get the hell out of here. Number three, don't let Russian athletes compete in the Olympics. Don't let them compete in Wimbledon. We let them compete in Miami at the Open, and a girl who won it, she was 19, wore a Russian sweatshirt to sort of rub it in and defeated a Ukrainian tennis player. Throw her out. She never should have been let in. Number four, appropriate the property of all Russians, not just the oligarchs. We're not even doing that, just their yachts. Freeze all their bank accounts, take their money, take any property they have anywhere in the world. Five, there's $300 billion on deposit in the United States from the Russian government. Seize it, take it, and give it all to Ukraine to start rebuilding and to buy arms. Number six, there was a 1977 law. There's a kind of an international agreement on money, and the Europeans are very loath to keep Russians out and to, frankly, seize their property. That's got to change, and we've got to let them know that. We've got to let them know that. We had passed in 1977 the Emergency Economic Powers Act. At one point, we used that to take the assets of Iraq and Iran. Why not the Ruskies? Why not the Ruskies? We dragged down Iraq and Iran, and the Iraqi people are not bad people at all. There's Saddam Hussein, because he went into a neighboring country. Take the assets of all of the sanctioned individuals, take their Swiss bank accounts. Any Russian who does not oppose, or I should say any Russian who does oppose Vladimir Putin, like Alexei Navalny, God bless him, exempt them. But the presumption is that they have to show, they have an affirmative burden to show that they were the good guys. There's also Russian money in Europe with the banks. There's a total of about 411 billion of the Ruskies here. And in, take it all. It's going to cost $411 billion to rebuild Ukraine. We have to arm Ukraine. Take it. Now, here are the arguments against it, and then I am going to go right to the lines. I see you in the lines. Don't hang up. And then Janet Yellen is part of this. They go, well, you know, that sets a precedent. Yeah. Yeah. Well, we did it to Iraq and Iran. We can do it to the Ruskies. We do it to the Nazis. If somebody does this again, yeah. So what? Number two, well, is it legal? Well, I'll tell you what's legal. What's legal is what the United States says is legal. And if you cause 400 plus billion in damages to people, slaughter them, bomb their kindergartens, rape their women, bring jihadists from Chechnya in to rape their women, I got news for you. We should be bombing them in their cities. We can't because they have nuclear weapons. Let's unleash a financial nuclear weapon to devastate their people until they turn like dogs on Putin and drag him out of his train. Go to the lines. Chad and Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind today, Chad.
Hey, Matt, listen to your words a lot. I'm a Democrat, and I don't agree that we need to punish innocent people. And I've heard you kind of, in my opinion, mention that a few times about, like, saying negative things about Russian people and all of that. I don't think our actions in Iraq were just at times. And I think people who project, as you are causing more pain and harm and misery. I don't think that's the right way to do things. I don't think it's appropriate to slander just normal people in the means of what you want would cause us more harm as people.
No, I appreciate your calling. Let me tell you something. I spent a couple of weeks in Moscow and St. Petersburg in the spring of 1997 at the invitation of our Justice Department to join a group from the Justice Department giving lectures in our criminal and civil system. And I've met some very fine people. I agree with you. Number two, Alexei Navalny and people like that have a lot of courage. But number three, there are 145 million people in Russia, and the vast majority of them are supporting Putin. They are supporting Putin. And they stand by, and they don't care that Ukrainian women are raped. They don't care that jihadists are unleashed in Ukraine by the Ruskies. They don't care that kindergartens are bombed. And I got news for you. During the Second World War, there are many fine German people. There are also plenty of Nazis. And something has got to be done. When you say innocent people, how about the people of Ukraine? They are totally innocent. They're totally innocent. How about that? What do we do to get this genocidal sadist Putin out of power? Because he's riding the back of a tiger. He cannot possibly dismount from the tiger. He will be eaten by the tiger. Will be murdered by the other oligarchs. They have to be incentivized to kill Putin. He's not an innocent man. I would not have advocated trying Hitler for a crime. I would have advocated killing Hitler. And I think we've got to get real here. To say that the Russian people are fundamentally good people, I suppose all people are fundamentally good people. But when they are part of a nation that is committing genocide and sadistic acts against an innocent neighbor, they've got to be stopped. And I'm not saying bomb them only because, to be very candid, only because that would start a nuclear war. But we can bomb them economically. We can ravage all of their bank accounts, all of their assets, and keep them the hell out of Europe and the United States. And that is exactly what we should do, because otherwise we're going to stand by and watch this thing continue to deteriorate and continue to see the genocide of the Ukrainian people. Thanks for calling. Call frequently. I appreciate the pushback from you. I'm going to go to a break. I see you on the line. Some other people, do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Show me how you stole away my heart all over again.
Weather brought to you by Wisconsin Cheese and Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop.
Home of buttery popcorn treats that make your mouth water.
Caramel, cookies and cream, strawberry shortcake and more. civicmedia.us/shop.
Part of the proceeds benefit Wisconsin athletic programs.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at lls.org.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows around 14 tonight under clear skies. West winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Tomorrow, highs around 43. Overcast skies. A mixture of precipitation likely. Tomorrow night, lows around 33. Overcast. Low 50s Friday with a chance for scattered storms. Chance of snow on Saturday. Highs in the upper 30s. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow through Friday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 31.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media. Civic Media.
At WAUKradio.com.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2278. Now we're going right to the lines. Kurt of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Kurt?
Yeah, I have a word for the caller. He needs to look up the word complicit, and maybe he'll readdress his thoughts about your approach to solving the problem. But I'd like to add two things to your list. I'd like everyone to call and ask him if he's going to do anything about the traitors Ron Johnson, and call the office and ask for the fascists to resign and inundate this guy. I know they don't care, but that's not the point. I hammer the lines and make them miserable.
Right. Well, Kurt, no, thank you for the call. And yeah, I mean, a couple of things. I mean, I think you could call Josh Call and say, how about prosecuting the fake electors in Wisconsin? How about calling on Ron Johnson to resign? Ron Johnson is a traitor to the United States. He's a traitor to the United States. Not just on this, not just saying he wants to reconsider Ukraine aid and that the Ukrainians should, quote, negotiate with Russia. How do they negotiate with Russia? Russia will say, all right, we keep the Crimea and the Donbass, and we're going to take a pause. We're going to recruit more people. We're going to build our ammunition again. And then we're going to bomb Kyiv. I mean, you're dealing with Hitler here. You're dealing with Hitler. And yeah, I would say absolutely. I would like to see the people in this state, I mean, people in political office, say we're not going to put up with a senator who is pro-Putin. I mean, this is a guy who was asked, remember this several years ago, do you trust the CIA and the FBI? And he was the chairman of the subcommittee on Homeland Security in the Senate when they had a majority. And he said, no, I don't trust the CIA and the FBI. That's what he said. And they reported to him. They reported to him. I got news, Ron. The CIA and the FBI are our guys. They're good. KGB and the FSB are bad guys. They are the Ruskies. Okay? I mean, come on, guys. There's a time for patriots to stand up. And when you're talking about complicit, you're right. And here's the deal. Sadly, modern warfare, it started in the Civil War with Sherman's March to the Sea, but it really came home in the Second World War, is you have genocidal people with racial pretensions to dominate the world. That was the Nazis and Imperial Japan. And what they did in China, Imperial Japan, was some of the most disgusting sadism you've ever seen. And then they bomb civilian targets. You don't start out bombing civilian targets, but when that happens, you have no choice but to retaliate to stop them and shut them down. Here, the Ruskies are bombing civilian targets in Ukraine. At the very beginning, the Ukrainians thought, well, if they only knew there were kids here, and they, in Cyrillic, in Russian, they put children on a building, meaning that there was a school and a dormitory for kids in a hospital. The Russians bombed it, and one of the unexploded bombs had written on it, for the children. This is sadism. What's kind of sad in retrospect is some of the Chechenian rebels who had the Chechenian capital bombed by the Russians said, never do that. If you tell them where your children are or your women are, that's the ones they'll go to kill. That's the Russians. So what we're talking about here is the complicity of the population And I'm not advocating bombing them, the civilians. Frankly, I would, as a result of what happened, if they didn't have nuclear weapons, but they do. But something's got to be done. And a scorched earth economic tactic to confiscate all their assets and turn them over to the Ukrainians to rebuild their country. Because otherwise, the Ukrainians at the end of this will say, we need our country built, and they're right. And who's going to pay for it? Why shouldn't the Russians pay for it? If you hurt somebody in a car accident, you have to pay their damages. If you deliberately do it and murder them, you're going to pay damages. This is mass murder. This is mass murder. I want to talk about another subject, and in the little time remaining, talk about chutzpah. Kevin McCarthy now is, quote, pressing, end quote, Biden to tell what cuts he's proposing from Biden's budget in return for McCarthy being willing to raise the debt limit. And Biden came back and said, hey, Kevin, why don't you do this? You have an obligation by April 15. This is true. It's the law. April 15, Congress is supposed to send their budget, if they don't agree with Biden's budget, which is already in there, for Biden to look at. A guy named Jody Arrington from Texas, a right-wing nut who's the chairman of the budget committee, said, well, we're going to be a little late. We'll have it by the beginning of May. He got roasted badly by the MAGA caucus and McCarthy. He came back. He said, I misspoke. We're not doing a budget. They're supposed to do a budget by law. And Biden goes, okay, well, then pass my budget. No, we won't pass your budget. We won't raise the debt limit. We want you to start negotiating against yourself. Tell us what you'll cut. No, that's not enough. A little bit of Social Security, Medicare, no more. Biden can't do that. So Biden said, look, I'm very happy to have you send me a budget like you're supposed to by law by April 15 or any time. But by the way, if we don't raise the debt limit by the beginning of June, we're going to have to stop paying folks in the military. We're going to have to stop paying folks who work for the government. We're going to have to stop paying our bills. We're going to have to stop paying people who have bought U.S. Treasury bonds, which is the safest bond in the world. We're going to have to destroy our economy. And you know what Kevin McCarthy did? He smiled. Now, I got news. I got a message for some Wisconsin congressmen named Gallagher and Stile and the rest of the clowns who have gotten in through gerrymandering. There's a way to fix this by what's called the discharge petition. Right now, there are 213 Democratic votes. We need five more. We need five Republicans to say, I'm not going to stab the United States in the back. Is that too much to ask, Gallagher and Stile? The others are flat out nuts. Obviously, they're not going to do anything. They will stab him in the back. But these clowns that are passing as moderates, and they won't do it because they are afraid they'll be primaried and Trump won't like them. And now we're working on a couple of guys from New York, one or two from Pennsylvania, maybe one or two from California to try to gin up five people who are not willing to stab the United States in the back. Is this too much? And this, the debt limit has nothing to do with new spending. It's stuff that they've already voted for and said it was okay. We have traitors within the Republican Party who are stabbing the United States in the back. We are going to the end of the show. It's a great show. Great callers as always. Matt Flynn, director, back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today. Past as the present now will later be passed. The order is rapidly fading. And the first one now will later be last. For the times, they are a-changing.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
We stand
stand on the shoulders of women who came before us. Women who fought for their own financial futures. And now it's our turn. Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.